Welche Äpfel fahren Sie bitte?
It's in my pocket.
Oh.
You awake, Jack?
I'm awake now.
That's far too country. Please, can you change this?
Yeah, let's see.
Come, come, happy, happy.
Kind of Moroccan influence. It was Northern Africa and Mediterranean.
Where is this? Not near India.
Alibaba.
New York.
Main Street.
Cool.
Same place as we went to. Well, very close to the place we went to day before yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't get a ticket this time.
Even though it was 9/11 by the time we left.
That whopping $5 tickets, man. Damn.
Delaware, $5. Everything's bigger in Delaware.
No, everything. Smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
I guess that's smaller in Delaware.
I don't think anything in Delaware is bigger.
Anything in Delaware looks bigger because Delaware is so small, so relatively everything looks bigger.
I need a t-shirt that says I'm big in Delaware.
Yeah, that's funny.
Gregor, what? I have a t-shirt that said I'm big in Japan.
I'm big in what?
I'm big in Japan.
Alright, if any of you ever refer to yourselves as whatever, Obi the Great, in third person, I quit.
Okay. Why? Yeah, I agree. It drives me up the walls when people talk about themselves in third person as well, but why?
So third person is annoying enough.
Yes.
When you actually say, like, so you're UMLing and you're like, so I'm working in for this company, J the Great. Yeah, that's just sad.
What? UMLing?
Whatever.
What?
I don't care what you're talking about, but if you refer to yourself in the third person and then you postfix the great on it,
uh-huh.
I don't want to work with you anymore.
Okay.
Okay, Jay.
Did someone do this?
Yeah, apparently that was Gregor's favorite. Weighted diagram thing.
How about if I postfix the asshole?
That's cool.
Obi the asshole?
That would be very realistic.
It's not only descriptive.
It would be quite funny.
Because it's too spot on.
It's too spot on, yeah. It's too realistic.
So people like self-deprecating humor.
Yeah, I know, which is why we laughed.
So how many of you have carpools in work?
I have to all the time because I can't drive.
Alright then. You can drive though, right?
Well, I can't drive in the country, so
have
I mean, whenever I travel for work, right? No.
Never.
Never.
Never ever.
No, never ever.
Never.
We're not talking like legally and illegally, right?
No.
Go-kart.
Yeah, I know it's not significantly different. It's just that you don't need a license for driving go-kart. But as I said, it's not that I can't do it or don't know how to do it. It's just that I would much rather choose when I'm a foreign national in a foreign country.
So why are Indian drivers such bad drivers?
Oh, no, they're not bad drivers. They're incredibly good drivers. It's just that the situations here are, like, abominable. Look
you
at
have
the road.
To be
there's
incredibly
so
good to live through that shit.
There's so much space.
Yeah, space
bad.
Disorients us. I mean, they're not used to seeing this much space. What are you supposed to do with all this space? Use it up or not use it up or what? We're used to driving, like, you know, 6 inches behind the bumper of the other car and, like, 2 inches from a two-wheeler who's, like, trying to weave in the 6 inches that's there between you and the other car. So we're very good in that nobody dies. You know, but, you know, we just don't know what to do with all this space. It's very disorienting.
You might not die, but, I don't know, there's...
No. India's a good driver. They're very good drivers. You should see the way their traffic is in India.
I keep thinking Rain Man is going.
Only on Sundays. Only in the driveway. Only in the driveway.
Alright, we get some, what is it, LL Cool J. We need something new.
Yeah, we need something other than
a... There we go.
'90s.
Oh God, no!
Yeah, come on, it was just going on now.
You weren't gonna start singing, were you?
No, I hate Cher. I hate the new Cher.
You're like the only one that hates Cher, right?
What?
Huh?
No. There are people who hate Cher.
Who hates Cher?
Right here.
Oh.
Okay. Oh,
providing a service to people who would like to carpool. But
we are providing a service to people who have nothing better to do with their lives.
So people can play us.
Don't put them down. Alright?
So people can play us in their car and pretend like they're carpooling with us.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Alright.
You know?
Much lower barrier, you know, barrier.
Speaking of Madonna, I don't have a problem with this chair. I do have a problem with it.
Think of all these four stops, okay? We're passing them, or rather not passing them.
Well, yeah. They're driving with
them. They're alone in their cars.
Yeah, that's a very sad state of affairs.
I think if we had real public transportation, we wouldn't have to be in a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't record a podcast on public transportation. I mean, I guess you could.
I gotta tell you, any podcast that happens on a New York subway is probably twice as amusing as this.
So what's the last amusing thing that happened to you on a New York subway?
Well, I don't ride subway that often since I'm always in Delaware.
Oh, you cool New Yorker, you. Are all New Yorkers like you?
No. They're a lot cooler.
They actually get to live in New York.
They actually live in Southern Dakota. Just call them those New Yorkers.
What are you talking about?
You're like, oh, I'm a New Yorker, but I'm always in Delaware.
That's only summer. It's like, I'm a New Yorker, but I'm in Calgary all the time. So New York thought workers like to work from home, right? Or like not work from home, but rather work in the city, aren't you?
Yes.
I love so.
Except, I don't know, I think commuting in the city kind of sucks, unless it's... I mean, when I was commuting in the city, I had to go, like... I guess I wasn't actually in the city, I was in New Jersey, so I had to go to New York to the station on 42nd Street and then go down to Brooklyn.
Right.
An hour and a half each way.
Well, if you're going anywhere and then working in Manhattan, fine.
Right.
But if you live in Queens and you work in Brooklyn, then yeah, obviously it sucks probably. But I live in Manhattan, so it's fairly direct. Even if I have to work in Queens.
So Joe.
Yo. I'm playing Jay today. Joe's asleep.
Oh, you're sleeping today?
Yeah, apparently.
You've got an identity crisis.
Not good enough to just be asleep. You have to be hungover.
No, I was just thinking that out of everybody, I've got to be paying the cheapest rent to not live at home.
The cheapest rent to not live at home?
Yeah, see, we're all paying rent to not live at home, right?
Yeah.
But you guys are in Atlanta. Roger's in Chicago, you're in New York, I'm in Columbus, Ohio.
I have a two-bedroom house in Chicago, no less.
Good Lord.
Two-bedroom house?
Yeah. It's like we kept making fun of Chris George. He moves to New York, starts paying like $1,000.
I have a huge apartment.
You know, they all split it four ways. He's paying like $1,000 for rent.
Yeah, I know.
Dude's been there like, you know, he's been there like twice.
No, I pay $1,000 for rent too, but I have this whole place to myself.
Yeah, I pay $1,000 for rent too.
Yeah, he pays $1,000 to share with four people.
Wow. Yeah. He's never there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he's never there because he works on a cab.
Roughly, what do you pay for rent and car payments and insurance and gas?
$800
For all of that.
All of that.
Damn.
And I own my house. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, still, damn.
Well,
What, is that too much or too
little? No, it's nothing.
That's nothing.
That's like Jay's bar tab.
So now everybody understands. Now everybody understands why I bitched and moaned when they wanted forced reload.
That wasn't forced reload for existing employees.
That.
It was new hires.
I understand that.
Oh, God, that was a horrible discussion.
That was a horrible discussion.
Oh, my God.
And I got to admit, I didn't feel for the fire there. I made the mistake of saying, yeah, if we had forced reload, you wouldn't have hired me or Dusty or someone else. And then I pissed off all the other people in Atlanta who I didn't mention. They're like, hey, dude, you're an asshole. Right.
Yeah, but Obi, you can't post on Town Hall without being accused of that. So.
Yeah.
Or anywhere, for that matter.
No matter what you say, somebody's going to be pissed.
I don't try. Get that.
Even
I'm,
if you don't
know,
try.
I'm actually a really nice person.
Right.
I'm really sweet.
Yeah.
I thought we weren't going to lie.
I thought we were all about self-deprecating humor today.
Well,
not about self-aggrandizing. Oh, I'm lovely. I'm a great person. I'm a lovely chewy wooey, snuggly wooey. I'm a lovely person. I'm a good person.
Let's review your idea of aggrandizing, which is another word that's too big to use this early in the morning.
Yeah, I seem to use them all the time.
As long as he's not doing orthodontic, whatever.
Orthodontic.
Oh, orthogonal.
That's the one.
Orthogonal.
See, it's too fucking early.
You mistook orthogonal for orthodontic. Like, fixing your teeth has got to do very little with right angles.
No, I
Oh.
Yeah, well, you might want to squeeze over one there.
Alright. Oh, Jay, plug your driver, man.
A plug of seagulls.
His number. Actually, I specifically don't give his number to thought workers because if he was busy driving other thought workers around, then how would he take me somewhere?
That is fucking selfish as hell, but
yes.
You know what? I understand. So, but basically, you can brag about the deal you're getting, right?
Yeah. So while everyone else is spending 8 hours in airports, I hop in a Lincoln that parks outside my building and it drives me 2 hours, generally while I smoke a cigar. Delaware.
You smoke a cigar?
Yeah.
Well, do you carry one with you, or the Lincoln comes with cigars?
No, I do have.
Do you have a digital camera?
No, I don't.
You gotta get the driver, like, to have a picture of you in the back seat with us.
Here, while you're doing 90, do me a favor, turn around and take a picture.
Okay. Here is pretty nice. It's only like an hour and 45 minutes.
An hour and 45 minutes?
Something like that.
How fucking fast is he going?
Quite fast.
It's like 200 miles a minute.
Nah.
That's still a flat rate. He's got an incentive.
It's only like 120 miles, I think.
Oh. Oh, you know 120 is a little too fast to go for average.
Not really.
No.
Mostly highway.
Yeah.
So it's like a bit under $2 a mile. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, it's almost like tabroid rate.
Yeah. Using a lot of carbon points for that.
So speaking of sweet rides, I can't remember. Did you hear about the guy who went to Iowa in a limo the night of the snowstorm?
No.
He was on the National City Project in Chicago.
First of all, why would you want to go to Iowa?
I don't know. I'm trying to get from Chicago to Iowa. We all get to O'Hare, and every flight is canceled. We're getting like 8 inches or whatever in a couple hours back in December. And so he goes outside, happens to meet up with a couple other people trying to go to the same place. And there's a limo driver there that says, well, I'll take you there for X amount of money. It comes out to be like $1,000, but it was like 200 for each of them when they split it. They had drinks the whole way. Taking in a limo.
How long that drive?
Why don't thought workers?
No idea.
Why don't thought workers do that more often?
No shit.
So like, there's a bunch of people that go from Chicago to Malvern, right?
Yeah.
From Chicago.
Yeah.
They should just like rent one of those stretch Hummers.
Why the question? How bad's the train?
Stretch Hummer?
Well, yeah.
Every ride's better with a Hummer.
Oh, he had to go there.
That's disgusting.
Actually, quite good.
No! Those things like commandment by just existing.
I don't get talking with two different numbers.
Yeah, they are talking about very different numbers, I guess. Look, I don't understand all this straight talk, right?
Yes, you do.
You prefer gays. He prefers gays to dirty talk, is what he's saying.
I didn't say that. I just said I don't understand this. Don't put words in my mouth.
I'm sorry, you don't understand the straight dirty talk. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's understandable.
I don't think homers are exclusive to straight relationships. And if they are, it sucks to be you.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess silence. I guess you don't want to put a disclaimer over there. I think does it suck to be me? Not really, actually.
Yeah, I'm not touching that one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's
just... What's playing?
House of Love.
House of Love.
Yeah.
Alright.
Who are a very whiny band who sound close to Sonic Youth. Does Sonic Youth sound close to?
Yeah.
I don't know, like a very angry Velvet Underground?
A very angry Velvet Underground.
Yeah. Some like White Light, White Heat days.
Yeah.
So, last night, Obi, when I get back to my room, I call my girlfriend and she's like, why are you in a hurry to get off the phone? I said, well, I was in the car. I didn't want to sit there and talk and ignore everyone's rude. She was like, oh, I really like the music that was going on in the background.
That was Fred yesterday, wasn't it?
No, it was Obi's.
Oh, it was my. Oh, really?
Oh.
I'll burn a CD over the weekend and bring it over. Play some Obi music. Dude, I gotta be careful, right? No third person?
Obi music.
No, third person is okay.
No, Obi the Great music would have been bad.
You can't post it. With the Great.
Alright.
The Great music of Obi the Great.